Good morning. We are following today the story about the gross domestic product numbers, expecting those this morning. Also, the Federal Reserve meets today, and we are indeed following the presidential nomination contest. Let's take a listen to what some Indiana voters had to say about Barack Obama essentially denouncing his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright.
Sick of it. Why do they even continue to interview him?
He's not still a member of that church, so he evidently something changed.
You're worried about his influence over Barack Obama?
Yeah, and not only him, but over a lot of people that go to his church or that listen to him.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
If he wasn't running, she'd be my girl.
It kind of her attitude, not so much even her politics, is I just don't get a warm fuzzy from her.
Well, Senator Hillary Clinton has 6 days to win over that Indiana voter, as does Senator Obama. The important primary there is on Tuesday, and polls show the two contenders neck and neck. This go-around, those voters will have a big say in picking a Democratic nominee. Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein is road-tripping across the state, and she joins us now from Lafayette. Andrea, Obama's been facing tough questions this week. Yesterday, he said in strong words he was appalled by statements from his former pastor, Pastor Wright. They played all over the media. Are you hearing voter concerns about the issue?
Well, not so much among Democrats. Democrats seem to have, for the most part, made their peace with this issue, although one woman, when I spoke to her after the press conference that Obama held yesterday denouncing rights, and she was an Obama supporter, seemed relieved to hear that more distance had been put between them. I did meet some Republicans who were quite concerned. One woman referenced, she said, well, I'm not voting for one person because I know he hates America. So it does seem that if Obama does get the nomination, this is something that could potentially be an issue for him in the general election.
Well, it's certainly not something that the Barack Obama folks would like to hear. Now, tell us, what is the general mood? This is a state of roughly 6.3 million people. It's a rural-urban kind of mix. You were spending some time in Gary, Indiana, which is actually right next door to Illinois, and many consider essentially a suburb of Chicago.
Well, that's right. I've been in, and I'm still in, northwestern Indiana, which is right, in fact, for much of this area, they get the Chicago TV stations. But Gary is really its own place. It seems like somebody just came into that town in the 1970s and stopped it. U.S. Steel was once a behemoth there. Now it's a shell of its former self. And if you drive down Broadway, south from the lake and south from U.S. Steel, you'll find facade after facade of shut down store. In fact, I was looking for a restaurant to talk to people, and I finally found one, Charlie's Coney Island Restaurant on Broadway, but almost everything in the town up to there was closed. And what people were really struggling, for the first time in this campaign, I had people say a big issue was food and getting enough to eat. And as a matter of fact, I think you have a clip of one gentleman that I talked to, Daryl Baker, who works as a contractor in the Gary area.
That's a big issue to me. $10 billion a month going over there, and you got people over here. And if you look around here, there's people out here that can't eat. And we spend sending $10 billion a month, and you know the $10 billion is not getting to Iraq. You know that, right?
I mean, I'm feeling that's a bad personal life.
You know, Andrew, I've spent some time in Gary. I mean, there's been prolonged economic distress in Gary, and now you see even greater distress focusing on food, as you mentioned there. What does that augur for these two candidates, Clinton and Obama? It's really kind of a puzzle to figure out which one they're likely to go with.
This is a big change for me, seeing people actually talking about food and an economy in such a raw way. And even when I went down a little further south, Valparaiso, which really is a bedroom community for Chicago. I mean, Gary is still sort of kind of its own place, but Valparaiso, people are commuting to Chicago 40 miles away. They're watching TV. But there were people there who were out of work. There were people there who told me they're using their tax rebates to pay for their prescriptions. So there is a sense of distress all the way through. And, you know, it's changed so much. When I started this race, everybody said Iraq, number one issue, global warming, big issue, and immigration. I'm hearing much, much less of that and much more of a economic talk. Now, this obviously helped Hillary Clinton a lot in Pennsylvania. Will it help her in Indiana? I think it will help her among a certain constituency. I mean, there are large African-American areas of this state, and they, you know, like Gary, and they are with Obama staunchly. Although as
Gary, actually, Andrew, isn't Gary, doesn't it have the largest African-American population out of any city in the country?
It's, I believe it is 85%. African-American.
Percentage-wise, I should add.
So, yeah, I mean, I believe it is a very, very large African-American population, and I didn't meet anybody there who said they were voting for Hillary Clinton, although they did like her.
But the polls are tight, I mean, all over the state, and blacks are really a small minority in Indiana. I guess the question really is Indiana another one of these special case kinds of states, or does it give us any indication of what's going to happen in November?
Feels very much like a general election in this state, and I think it's going to be a very interesting question. The last-minute arguments that candidates are making. Hillary Clinton has an ad going after Obama on the economy right now. The Obama obviously is trying to get beyond this right crisis. He's helped by the fact that there's a lot of university areas in Indiana. Yesterday, I traveled almost from the old economy to the new economy. I ended up in Lafayette, Indiana, at the Bistro 501 restaurant, which was full of sort of knowledge economy workers, people from universities. Eli Lilly is big here. So there is a lot here, but it does seem to me that these candidates are going to really have to work on turning out their vote. And I'm imagining as I go further south and I meet more rural voters, there are going to be more Hillary Clinton voters. Up here, people know Obama.
Well, you're headed south.
You're going to be logging some miles.
That's right,
there
on
in
Route 65. Headed down Route 65, Takeaway's political director, Andrea Bernstein. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.